last hour. Midday participants need well-defined strategies to deal with the closing hour. The last phase of the market day displays unique characteristics that will enhance or undermine profits. Intraday traders seek to exit all positions prior to the closing bell. Professionals know this and will do everything in their power to pick those traders' pockets. Longer-term swing traders can go flat into the close or maintain positions as part of their broader strategy. When time permits, they should apply a quick reward risk analysis for open positions and evaluate the likely impact of an overnight hold on the trading account. U.S. stocks undergo a rapid change in character as trading in the credit markets closes. Market participants realize that 4 p.m. concludes most financial transactions for the day. This simple fact ignites a new market impulse that responds to the major intraday themes. Both retail and institutions contribute to this last hour's volatility through active trading. Classic buy-sell programs strike throughout the last 60 minutes, while mutual fund activity surges during the last 20 minutes of the day. This dramatic increase in institutional participation heightens price movement and stirs up an emotional brew that leads into the close. Change of character. Swing traders plan final executions during this hour and remain sharply focused on the powerful forces at work. This compressed period tries to discount all of the day's news and emotions. Much of the action depends on what precedes it. This daily event can pass with little excitement after quiet or range-bound sessions. But if conflicting market forces need final resolution, or a very strong trend persists, wide bar expansion and whipsaws will develop. The last hour frees stocks from the influence of credit-related arbitrage and allows index futures arbitrage to drive price movement. This third market clock impulse also marks decision time for a multitude of active strategies that began during the prior hours. Participants must use their time wisely. Trends that develop through the first 20 minutes of the final hour tend to fade sharply at 3:30 p.m., and price action loses predictability as closing strategies take over the last 20 minutes of the session. Participants closely watch the 15 minutes that lead in to 3 p.m., looking for evidence of strong momentum that may predict the direction of a last hour surge. Although this short period carries a buy-side bias, it can also lead to major sell-offs. Gauge demand through review of the tick and market breadth, advanced decline, data. Examine level 2 as well as time and sales to identify bursts of enthusiasm or fear. If the measurements flatline during this important phase, they signify a market without immediate direction. This can offer a very useful signal that most of the crowd will miss. Swing traders who buy weakness and sell rallies all day must shift gears during the final hour and become trend followers. Odds favor continuation of the intraday trend during the last hour and into the next day's open. Shorting stocks that sit at new highs or catching falling knives in sell-offs both trigger very bad outcomes. Alternatively, momentum strategies allow profitable trade exits as positions follow this final impulse and break beyond their intraday ranges. Major trends rarely reverse in the closing hour, but contrary price movement can escalate very rapidly when they do. Late reversals trap the crowd that controlled most of the action up to that point. Powerful moves erupt as they unwind large commitments with little time to trade. Don't wait for too much confirmation when the warning signs appear for this event. The lack of available time speeds up the action and often fails to offer pullbacks or other low-risk execution. Knowledge of daily range and key SR levels improves results during last-hour trades. Congestion sets up well in advance of closing near key highs and lows. Stops build just above or below these extremes while the crowd watches very closely. Price pushes into these levels during the last hour as invisible forces guide its movement. Insiders want to gauge whether demand is great enough to support an expansion move. At the least, they benefit from stop volume and ensure that orders don't disappear overnight without execution. And, with a little luck, they generate enough momentum to keep things active well beyond the current session. Quitting time. The session's last 15 to 20 minutes closes the books for most traders, institutions, and market movers. This generates unique but unpredictable price behavior. Spreads often set up to penalize one or both sides of the market. These can rapidly shift in the final minutes to take advantage of MOC, market on close orders, intraday traders going flat and covering shorts. Avoid new positions during these last minutes unless a specific overnight strategy manages them. Use this time instead to exit existing plays at the best possible price. Also, watch to see how institutions view the closing. Their willingness to commit capital can predict how the next morning will open. Insiders paint the price chart at closing so they can access demand from the fresh surge of retail market orders the next morning. Overnight strategies must trust the daily trend here, although whipsaws can occur just minutes before 4 p.m. Even thin issues get a paint job at this time to try to fool technical indicators that rely on range closing information. Stocks with spreads that average more than 0.5 point can produce a host of inaccurate signals if they just close on the ask or bid day after day. Multi-day trends develop when a single session fails to discount the common pool of information. The finality of the approaching close intensifies greed and fear. Many actions reflect ill-advised decision-making as loss and frustration creep into rational strategies. These emotions generate additional supply-demand imbalance that can carry into the close. This peaking volatility makes the last few minutes dangerous and unpredictable. The master swing trader has already concluded the day's transactions by this time and stands aside to the final bell.